From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has lashed out at the muted global response to the killing of dozens of Palestinians during protests this week along the Israel-Gaza border. Mr. Erdogan said the UN has ended and has become exhausted and collapsed. He spoke of the silence that has greeted what he has called Israeli bullying. Turkey expelled Israel's ambassador and the consul general. It also recalled its ambassador to Tel Aviv. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Emmanuel Nakshon said Israel responded by reprimanding a Turkish diplomat.
We have summoned today the deputy ambassador of Turkey to the Israeli Foreign Ministry in order to express our concern and our dismay at a gross violation of the diplomatic ethics and the relations between countries. This morning, the ambassador of Israel was publicly humiliated in the airport of Istanbul. He was subject to a security check which was absolutely unnecessary.
Israel also expelled the Turkish consul general. The violent protests Monday and Tuesday eased Wednesday. Meanwhile, Hamas, which rules Gaza, acknowledged all but a dozen of the 62 killed were members of the Islamist group. Thousands of doses of an experimental Ebola vaccine have arrived in the Democratic Republic of Congo to combat an outbreak of the deadly virus, which has claimed 23 lives in the remote northwest. Anna Maria Heno Restrepo is a World Health Organization team leader.
We have 4,000 doses that are arriving in Kinshasa safely. These 4,000 that are here in these boxes are going to be replenishment doses. We intend to send them soon this week to complete the first installment of vaccines.
More than 400 people in DRC are suspected to have had contact with the disease. This is VOA News.